Stripe helps many of the world's most influential companies grow their revenue and build a more profitable business. Whether it's Hertz making checkout a smooth ride for their customers, OpenAI answering unprecedented demand, or PGA chipping away at back office inefficiency, Stripe's financial infrastructure platform helps companies achieve ambitious goals. No matter what success looks like for your business, Stripe helps ensure the complexity of financial systems doesn't get in your way. Learn more at stripe.com.
Welcome back to Listen to Your Heart. I'm Jerry.
And I'm Jerry's Heart.
Today's topic, Repatha, Evolokimab. Heart, why'd you pick this one?
Well, Jerry, for people who have had a heart attack, like us, diet and exercise might not be enough to lower the risk of another one.
Okay.
To help know if we're at risk, we should be getting our LDL-C, our bad cholesterol, checked, and talking to our doctor.
I'm listening.
And if it's still too high, Repatha can be added to a statin to lower our LDL-C and our heart attack risk.
Guess it's time to ask about Repatha.
Do not take Repatha if you're allergic to it. Serious allergic reactions can occur. Get medical help right away if you have trouble breathing or swallowing, swelling of the face, lips, tongue, throat, or arms. Common side effects include runny nose, sore throat, common cold symptoms, flu or flu-like symptoms, back pain, high blood sugar, and redness, pain, or bruising at the injection site.
Listen to your heart.
Ask your doctor about Repatha. Learn more at Repatha.com or call 1-844-REPATHA.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, according to new research by LinkedIn, almost 60% of professionals are considering a new job in 2023, despite economic uncertainty, but over half of them would stay put if they got more money. That makes sense, I suppose. Now, to talk about this, I'm joined by Sharon McCooey, who's head of LinkedIn Ireland. Sharon, good morning and welcome.
Good morning, Pat.
Tell us about the survey, how you conducted it, and what are the main findings?
So this is an annual survey. We do every January. The data is collected in the month of December, so it's quite recent. It's a global survey. We researched online 1,000 people in Ireland and many, many thousands of people across the world, and our findings are quite similar across the world.
So 60% are thinking, just might change job this year.
Yeah, considering changing jobs. So the job might be in their own company, might go for a promotion, but it might be in another company. They could also be, you know, considering moving countries, etc.
Now, I know that people, all young professionals tend to be on LinkedIn, but in what areas is there most prospective mobility, do you think?
So there's an extraordinary, both industries, it's around the whole green agenda, green economy. We did some research before Christmas, and we need another 20,000 people in the whole area of the green economy by 2030. So huge opportunities there. And then in specific types of jobs, a lot of technical roles around cybersecurity, around data science, and then obviously companies wanting to invest in their business development. So a lot of account executive business development roles as people continue to invest.
Now, the top fastest growing jobs, the 10, were also contained in the research. What were they, and any surprising trends?
It's around development of niche skills. I guess cybersecurity was one of them. Cryptocurrencies was another. So
a lot of the fastest growing ones are those where there was very little activity, say a couple of years ago, and suddenly in percentage terms, they're huge.
Exactly. But what we find very interesting, what we've been trying to help people understand as they try and understand these new jobs, is that they may already have like 6 or 8 of the 10 skills that are needed. And what we're trying to do on LinkedIn and what we're providing free courses on is to try and understand learning paths and the additional skills that you need to move from the job you're already in to the next type of job. Because a lot of people didn't do a university degree in cybercurrency, for example.
Yeah. Now, money was the biggest motivator for people wanting to perhaps move on. But are there other reasons that they mention in terms of what might make them move?
Yes. So a couple of things. The underlying move to hybrid working is extraordinarily important for people. So people may not take their next job if they weren't being offered the same type of flexible conditions. Companies who invest in learning and development, talent development, career opportunities, they're also important. But also in this time of uncertainty, people look at the leadership of companies and, you know, who they're going to be working with.
Now, the research shows that 50% of employees would stay in their current role if they were given a pay rise. But only 20% of all bosses are saying they have no plans to give a pay rise.
Yes, yes, that will lead to lots of conversations. But people have also said that, you know, that they want to, you know, want to stay where they are because they believe their leadership will be able to bring them through this uncertain time so that they have confidence in their leadership. And as well, if they see opportunities for leadership development, career development, they'll stay with their current employer. So if you continue to invest in talent, talent will stay with you.
Now, we mentioned that 60% would consider moving job in 2023. But if you go down the age cohort to 18 to 24s, it's 71%, which is, you know, a big whack, which means that some of the older age cohorts are less inclined to move. I suppose if you've got family and stuff like that, you might have enough disruption in your life without necessarily wanting to disrupt your job.
So we're seeing our Generation Z, even as an employer in LinkedIn in Ireland, we're seeing about 5% of our employees are now Generation Z. And we're seeing this great strength in that intergenerational workforce. And everybody is interested in change and development, but just at certain times in your life, the Gen Z specifically, early in career, are really looking for career development and prospects.
Now, one of the stories that's knocking around is that younger workers who are, you know, maybe in touch with their bosses or should be, some of them, a lot of them don't open emails anymore. Have you seen this story that you have to communicate with them now by Instagram or they won't get the message?
So we've actually adopted our communication styles, all of us, over the last couple of years across the pandemic, especially as we used a lot of online channels to communicate with people. So, yeah, we're using a lot of more of Microsoft Teams. We're using a lot more of LinkedIn messaging. So many, many, many channels. But we've also reduced the length of times of meetings, company all hands, my own included. Used to be an hour. It's now 45 minutes. So it's about that sort of attention span and using different channels to communicate. So, yeah, we use many, many channels. Yeah.
Now, how remote are you guys in LinkedIn at the moment and how in the office are you?
So we trust our employees to do their best work wherever they decide. And I think we're still on a journey, Pat. I'd say it'd be 2 to 5 years before we actually get into a real rhythm of where we really understand how flexibility, hybrid, remote will.
In the meantime, you've got a plan for accommodation,
yes.
You know, either more of or less of, and all of those challenges. So it's not just about suiting someone who hates the commute. It's about other things and the face-to-face dynamic, which I don't know how important it is in LinkedIn.
So we have fantastic offices, about 10 minutes walk from where we're sitting right now, Pat, in your studio. We have, and we just recently opened an additional office. Our employees work from home, they work remotely, and they sometimes work from another country. So we have all of those different options in play, and people are, depending on their sets of circumstances, maybe people who are newly onboarding, are in the office, people who are, you know, further on their career, maybe work different times. So it could be 2 days in the office a week or three. We really haven't settled on any form of a trend, yeah. I would say.
I think it's probably easier for more mature people to remotely work than because they've already in their mind's eye, they've got the office in their head. They know where everything is. They know many of the people. For the younger people who have none of that, if you like, mental infrastructure of what work is going to be like, it's more important for them to be in place in the office.
We actually see both individuals, it seems to work depending on their circumstances. Me personally, and I'm a slightly older worker, but I'm in the office 3 or 4 days a week because I like that interaction and I get energy from people. Some of my newer and earlier in career are more productive from home. And a lot of the research we've found is that Gen Z actually are, although we've heard a lot about quiet quitting, they're actually more invested in their career and they're actually working longer hours and not taking as many of the flexible work options. Yeah. So Gen Z, sometimes we hear one thing about them and sometimes they themselves are doing something different.
Yeah. Also, I suppose, because the jobs market has been very open for them, they can perhaps choose a job that they like doing, which wasn't always the case. And you're likely to work harder at a job that you like than otherwise. Now, in terms of the numbers who might be considering a move, you would think in these uncertain times with the cutbacks in the tech sector that that might not be the case, but it doesn't seem to have stopped anyone's gallop.
So I think we're extraordinarily lucky at LinkedIn. We have a view of the entire labour market dynamic of the world. So we can actually look and understand that, believe it or not, there are 8 people every minute getting a job on LinkedIn. And all the way through 2022, there were more employers looking for people than there were people looking for jobs. So the labour market is very tight right now. So
even with all these cutbacks that we're hearing about.
Absolutely.
Had any cutbacks in LinkedIn?
We're continuing to do critical hiring at LinkedIn, and we had 7 people start this last week, and I'm meeting them I'm very much looking forward to meeting them actually all for lunch tomorrow morning.
So even though your owner, Microsoft, is talking about a 5% workforce cut globally, that's nothing to do with LinkedIn?
That is all rumour. I read the same article that you read, Pat.
Yeah, the report says Microsoft reportedly considering cuts.
Complete, I can't comment on a rumour.
Okay, but would it affect you, or do you paddle your own canoe in LinkedIn?
We're very much for LinkedIn are independently run and managed. So
your own workforce requirements you ordain.
We very much were, like every other company, we're hiring, I suppose, critical hires right now, and I suppose responsibly managing our own budgets. Yeah.
So what would you say to people who are maybe jobless at the moment, or who've just lost a job in one of the tech sectors? What would you say to them about their prospects? Because it can be very dispiriting. I know that some of the people, I think they announced the cuts in midterm. Imagine you're off with your kids on the midterm break and you suddenly get the email, by the way, you're being cut.
So one of the main reasons behind this research, and we do it every January, not only is for people who are, have a New Year's resolution to change career, but also for people who may have been impacted by any of the recent layoffs in across the board in the industries. And it is about helping people understand the marketplace, helping people understand that there are jobs out there. And as mentioned earlier on, that our labour market will tell you right now that there are more jobs out there than there are people looking, than are available. So there are jobs for people. And that is positive year over year. And so that's the first thing. The second thing, there are certain industries that there are growing trends in. I mentioned earlier on green and green skills. And then we also have those jobs on the rise. But in addition to that is that we have a lot of free learning courses available. And in Dublin, and so if you happen to be based in Dublin, each Wednesday for the next 4 Wednesdays, we've got walk-in clinics for people who have lost their jobs and are looking to either brush up on their interview skills, look at their CV, look at their LinkedIn profile. And I'm sure you would guess, Pat, I would say that this morning. Yeah. But it's all about understanding, and we're absolutely happy to help people get their next job.
But I think among Gen Z, it is a vital tool. LinkedIn is seen as a vital tool.
And we're very lucky. There are 2 million members in Ireland, 800 million members around the world. And I mentioned earlier on, 8 people every minute of every day are getting a job on LinkedIn. So for anyone who's looking for a job right now, there are definitely jobs out there.
Sharon McCooey, head of LinkedIn Ireland. Sharon, thank you very much for joining us in studio.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Now get 2 sausage McMuffin with egg sandwiches for just $5. That's right, $5. And with many locations opening at 5 a.m. or earlier, your morning starts when you do. Order ahead on the app, skip the wait, and grab your breakfast on your schedule. It's mornings made better at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Must opt into rewards.